The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Welcome to the second episode of ReviewParty.com. This is the podcast where we get crazy, wacky, we got sort of a whacked out humor here, and we look at those wacky reviews and we talk about those weird customer reviews.
We're all those wacky people at heart, but it helps to talk about other people too.
Yeah, definitely. So I think to get started this week, I wanted to just talk about Animal Crossing. We both play Animal Crossing. I'm sure a lot of people listening have been getting into some Animal Crossing lately as well. How's your island doing, Matt?
My island has come along. It's come a long way. I was keeping it pretty natural for a while there, but it's been affected by some terraforming recently.
Yeah, I don't knock the natural aesthetic. I thought about keeping that for a long time too, but then I was like, no, I got to do it. And I kept putting off the terraforming project. I like stopped playing just because I knew that was the next thing I had to do.
It's the pressure of social media. You see the pictures out there, even if it's in a video game, you want to make your life, your virtual video game life, just as impressive.
Right. I see those like those really cool like Japanese cityscape towns with like the custom street designs going up and down. When I saw someone's animal walking on one of those Japanese streets, those custom Japanese streets, I was like, I have to have it. My villager has to walk on that.
Yeah, I've tried to make it comfortable for them and me.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, I've got, but then when I finally did it, I had a whole Saturday where I was just terraforming and it ended up being a lot of fun. Lucky just moved into my island today. I've wanted him since I was a little kid. And, thinking about Animal Crossing lately, I thought I'd look at some reviews of some Nintendo adjacent products.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. Here we have a review of the Nintendo Switch with the neon blue and red controller. Mm-hmm. Zingao, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. He reviewed it in December, and he said, it titled the review "Dislike."
Okay.
The buttons are not flexible enough. 2 stars.
The buttons are not flexible.
The buttons on, I'm assuming, the controllers are not flexible enough. Is he getting his controllers to do yoga? Can we get a rim shot for that one?
But I'm.
Thank you.
I really don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, I think I just, in one full swoop, I said the review, and then I squeezed all the humor juice out of it in just one joke.
There's plenty there. What does he expect the controller to be? You want it to last.
He wants those buttons that bounce. You can stretch them. You can poke it and pull on them like an udder or something. He wants those udder buttons.
What I'm picturing, I don't recall the actual name for these things, but you put yourself back in your elementary school book fair where Scholastic is selling, Koosh bookmarks and things like that.
Spy kits,
lanky-armed monkeys and stuff.
The biggest pencils you've ever seen.
Those two. And in the little bin right next to them were those, like, little tubes of water with sometimes glitter in them.
Then you can't hold on to these toys.
You can't hold on to them. They're squishy, bubbly things.
Yep.
And you try and, like, thinking back on it now, it's probably, my adult mind is too corrupt to look on that as anything innocent at all. You always want to, like, test how far it can go. You're shoving your whole hand through that thing, and then it just bursts, and there's water all over you. Is that what Zingao wants in his controller?
At the very least, even if you're not thinking of it in a perverse way, some children's weird fetishes, like the seed was planted with that freaky little toy.
Yeah, that's such a weird thing.
Yeah, I think he's just, this guy's just trying to spread his sort of perverse nature, and he's frustrated he can't do it with the wholesome Switch.
It's been spread on me. I'm sorry. That review went from from our review of Zingao's review to the review of that creepy, squishy toy. But fear not, keeping on the wholesome kid train of toys, I have a review for at least something similar to a toy I had when I was a kid. Maybe you did as well. Mm-hmm. For Domino Rally.
Domino Rally. Was it? It's like a little helper, little Hot Wheels tracks for your dominoes. For
exactly. Knocking them over. Yeah, like it's all about knocking those dominoes over. So this is an Amazon review for specifically Domino Rally Crazy Race Dominoes for Kids STEM-based learning set, which I feel that's a little bit of a. It's a bit of a hook that doesn't really apply. I won't say false advertisement because STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, there's physics involved in dominoes, but yeah. I don't know how much learning you're going to do from Domino Rally set.
Man, you got beef. Beef with this already.
I don't know. Zingao put me in a weird place. Anyway, user DMC titles his review, "Drive real fast, throw $24 out your car window, and be glad you just saved an hour of your life."
Okay.
Get ready. "Remember Mousetrap, where the pieces were durable, heavy plastic? You could set it up year after year, and it always worked. It always did what you wanted it to. Yeah, this isn't that game. Domino Rally is a cheap, flimsy piece of Taiwanese crap. The second you open the box, you'll clasp your cheeks in horror, instantly realizing the mistake you just made. Actually assembling this disaster of a toy is an incredible, incredible waste of time and resources. It'll work once, if you're lucky, before falling completely and utterly apart. The dominoes couldn't be possibly lighter or cheaper. The cardboard accents are so thin and flimsy you'll shred them to pieces just setting them up. The loop-de-loops are abysmal, the ramps don't fit, and the trigger mechanism is laughable, but in a frustrated Batman just defeated me Joker type of laughter. The speed dominoes are probably the biggest kick to the balls. The pieces barely snap in place, and even when they work, they fall so quickly they add no enjoyment to the set at all. I've had it an hour, and already two of them are broken. Not that I plan to continue using them anyway. Oh yeah, and the starter tower? It sucks. You push the top domino instead of one falling... Goodness. You push the top domino, and instead of falling one after the other, the rest comes sliding down in a giant mess that usually demolishes anything you might have set up beneath it. Whoever designed this feature probably tested it once, chuckled evilly, and walked away with a careless shrug. Even as I write this, my kid is running around the house, whining, pulling his hair in frustration. Nothing works right! I wish I could say I'm making that part up for effect, but trust me, I'm not. You're better off going out and buying a nice solid set of weighted wood dominoes or something like the glorious, glorious tip-overs I had when I was a kid. Sorry to disappoint, but this set truly is a piece of utter, miserable garbage. 1 star.
What a board game boomer, dude.
Right?
There's a lot to unpack. That you brought us a beefy one for number two.
I did. I could feel the energy bubbling through it and knew I could not feature it.
We're all right. Episode two, we are just fired up here. All right. This is no holds bar, take no prisoners, reviewparty.com action. Strap in, folks.
Ready for the challenge. Now, you think back to last week, we had the dad with the haunted ride-on truck for his kid.
Right, he loved it.
He loved it. This dad, complete opposite. My kid's angry. I'm angry. Why can't toys be like when they were made for me?
I'm gonna play judge, jury, and executioner here and just swing the old gavel, you know, with the Justice's blind bandana over my head and care not who it hits. I feel like that is the attitude we have to have with this hostile review.
Right.
And I'm just going to say, what was their name? I'm
gonna call DMC.
DMC. Run DMC here. It's just not a good parent.
He didn't do his research, I think.
The kid's upset, and instead of, I don't know, creatively trying to solve the problem of parenting and trying to squeeze the fun out of this silly little toy. Why don't you just, you know, it's advice time. Why don't you just, you know, I'm feeling like Dear Abby right now. That's how fired up I am.
didn't picture it that way. Thank you for enlightening me.
I feel like they just, like, their kid was mad. They got upset and frustrated. They pulled the total, forgive the ages term. They pulled the, but they're acting like this stereotype. They pulled the total boomer move and just went straight to the computer and bitched into the void, thinking their little tantrum would get them something.
Yeah, it's not a Karen, it's a Darren.
a DMZ Aaron.
He's DMZ Aaron. He's not parenting, he's just, I'm going to speak to the manager online.
Yeah, it's just, it's such an old, I feel like such an old way of thinking that led to this. Not even old as in old people have it, but I feel like it's just every generation, people turn into fogies. There's some people that turn into fogies. This is a pre-fogey. And I think Karen is another, you know, that's the term to go with right now. That's the hot term.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
What else was going on in this review? There's got to be more to cover.
He refers to things as kick to the balls.
That's the classic, like, America's Funniest Home Videos humor that this dude was thought was just the peak of comedy.
Exactly. He took his time with this. He's like, yeah.
Slip the 90s nut shot in there. That'll really reel him in.
This stuff is laughable, but in a Batman Just Defeated Me Joker type of laugh.
Before this gets away from us, I want to say my uncle, aunt and uncle had a bunch of those sets. And my aunt's really good at dominoes. And every time I played dominoes with her, those toys seemed sweet.
I have nothing but fond memories for my Domino Rally set.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't even get a faulty one. He just, like, didn't give it the time of day. He just got frustrated like a little kid and took it out on the void of the internet. And, you know, out there, viewers out there, don't fall to those frustrations. Be a bigger person. All right.
He's not alone out there either. There was another review on the same product, and this was a guy in his review. I'm just gonna read the first line. I don't mind having to live with a China down. China is a verb in this.
China. What? Oh yeah, I didn't even touch on the like racist rhetoric he's touching on in this. That's obviously awful.
A bam bam boomers, but so is this guy.
Yeah.
This user is the middle one, so we know he's felt ignored his entire life. I don't mind having to live with a China down version of this iconic toy that I never got as a kid, but this is just shameful.
So this kid didn't get his Red River BB gun and is taking it out on Amazon reviews.
Exactly. He says among many of the same things, that it's just, it falls apart, it's cheap, but I don't know, go to your local toy store where you can actually get your hands on product.
Yeah, me and my beautiful, you know, cherished childhood memories are going to move on from this with our sanity. I think. What would you give this review? Let's say on a scale of one dominoes, or on a scale from the dominoes switch to a domino loop-de-loo.
This doesn't even make it to the loop-de-loop. The dominoes all collapse.
This is like, this on a scale from crappy dominoes to good dominoes, this is like you get the pizza and the cheese is on the top of the box.
Oh, the worst.
Anyway, with that great, awful pun, let's move on. So we got Joel S. here, and on our favorite Yelp reviews, he's reviewing Aladdin Falafel Corner in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Yeah, he says, what is there to say that hasn't been said by other Yelpers? If you want a great gyro that is inexpensive and delicious, you have found the right spot. The staff is nice and the hours are super convenient. Don't forget to grab an order of Greek fries. You won't regret that decision. I have yet to try something here that hasn't left me satisfied. 4 stars.
I'm getting mixed signals, Joel.
He has never had an experience that hasn't left him satisfied. He's talking about these falafels on sexual terms. Like, this seems like such a pleasurable experience to him. And where'd that fifth star go, bro?
I don't know. Something is up with Joel. He's not fully able to experience happiness. Maybe he never got his domino rally set as a kid, so he doesn't know what true happiness is. Nothing will be enough.
What a sad existence. This guy has taken 5 photos there. He's had 8 check-ins. So, like, he's gone 8 times and had the mind to open his Yelp app and be like, I'm reading at this restaurant. On the website, he's an elite 2020, whatever that means. 116 reviews, 147 photos, 14 friends. I feel like those are some all-star stats for Yelp.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how the stars work.
I'm completely satisfied, but it wasn't good enough. What?
Joel, if you're out there, buddy, please, I need to know what warranted that knocking off that star. Please contact us.
What more were you looking for? Was the witty banter with the cashier not to your liking?
And why didn't you include that? I would have loved to hear about it.
Add that stuff to the review. You said, what can I say that hasn't been said? So apparently you've read everything else anyone has said. Give us your experience. That's what Yelp is all about.
His review was so prolific until that strange occurrence, that missing star. I know he can do it. I know he can explain it. Joel, reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Please reach out as soon as you can.
Let us know. You don't want us to take this into our own hands.
Everyone knows that. So I think we're gonna scoot over to an early break. Have a little scoot, scoot, scoot.
I'll scoot.
We'll scoot. See you on the other scoot.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Welcome back, everybody. We are diving straight away into our Upon Further Review segment, where we look at things that maybe warrant a deeper look. Things that we think we know, but there's more there.
More today, than meets the eye.
There's much more than meets the eye. We're not looking at Transformers today, but we're looking at something that transformed office life as we know it.
Ooh.
Maybe you're familiar with a little company called 3M.
$3 million.
3M. 3M actually stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. It's located in Minnesota. They do a lot of things, like with tape.
If I Google their little logo. Oh, of course I recognize it. The red 3M. It. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With, like, the scotch stuff on it.
Right. Yep. Well, yeah, you know it, people. Just Google image that spit.
Trust me. You know it. So last week we talked about how the Slinky was attempted to be invented for wartime, to be used on ships to stabilize instruments. Today we have something somewhat similar, and that is the Post-it note.
Oh.
So there was a man by the name of Spencer Silver. He wasn't a comic book character by any means. He was just a hardworking dude at 3M. And he was trying to make an adhesive that would be used in the aerospace industry for building planes to try and just stick stuff together really, really good. Some strong adhesives. It needs to be strong if it's going in the air, especially into space. Stuff needs to be airtight. Well, that was his assignment, and he kind of did the exact opposite. He made an adhesive that was very weak and only worked if you put pressure on it.
Oh.
The benefit was that when you pulled it away, it didn't leave any residue. Well, this is a magical sort of stuff, but it's not what we asked for, Mr. Silver, so good luck. What he thought was cool, though, was that aspect of it leaving no residue. And he thought, well, there's got to be something we can do for it. And the idea was a bulletin board covered in the sticky stuff that you could just put pieces of paper on so you didn't need to use, like, a thumbtack.
And this is the classic story of, you know, I didn't invent 99 ways. I didn't fail 99 times. I got, you know, 99 times closer to that light bulb.
Exactly. So he was sort of on the right track. This is how we can, you know, keep things organized. But obviously, how are you going to ship out a bunch of sticky bulletin boards? The big people at 3M thought this isn't going to be a good idea. Around the same time, another guy at 3M, singing in his church choir, he's flipping through the pages and all his little paper book notes. Bookmarks are falling out. He didn't have the Koosh pen, the Koosh bookmark from his Scholastic Book Fair. And he thought, wait a minute, I know my buddy has that sticky stuff. And he's got the sticky bulletin board. That's a bad idea. Maybe if it was the paper that was sticky, this could be something.
This is a secret best friend succeed story.
It is. So they shook hands and just in an instant, post-it notes materialized on the paper between them. And they said, hey, yeah, this is good. Let's ship it out to the stores. And you know what happened? Nobody bought any.
Really? I was just about to say it made a bajillion dollars.
Well, they realized they just put it in the stores without, like, telling anybody what it was or what it did.
Uh-huh.
So what they did the second time was sent it out as samples and then said, if you want some more, buy some more. And yeah. Since they actually just gave it to people to use instead of putting it in stores to sell, people figured out what it was. And yeah, it sold better than anything 3M had ever put out on the market. Like 90% of the people who had received samples reordered it.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, post-it notes the kind of thing that once you have it in your hand, once you're using it, it's so intuitive. You don't need to be explained what it was. You use it once and you intuitively know the application of it.
But if you're just walking through your mid-70s, early 80s office supply store and you see a yellow square block of paper.
Right.
Where's the incentive to buy yellow squares?
Yeah, exactly. And now no office is complete without them. How many office buildings in America just have drawers and drawers in their supply room full of those things?
God, they're everywhere. They are everywhere.
What an inspirational story. You know, it just goes to show you, you get an idea, keep at it. There's something there. You just got to keep trying it, asking your friends if it's good. It's not, because it's a big sticky board.
But you get there eventually with a little faith from our man in the choir, with a little luck.
Bounce it off some magic friends. You know, really go for it. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged, people.
Don't give up on your ideas. And if you are discouraged, then maybe this next item that I have a review for could help you out.
I'm ready.
This is from Etsy, and I'm just going to read the review before reading what the item is.
Okay.
And it seems pretty straightforward review, so I'll just do that.
Yeah, hit me.
This Etsy review comes from Kimberly Bird. I am extremely happy with my orders, and here are the reasons why. Before I placed my order, I emailed the owner, Alexandria, who was very informative and attentive to my spiritual needs. She provided instructions, which were very precise and clear, on how to approach a spiritual technique. The service when ordering products was wonderful, which arrived very fast, packaged properly. Thank you for providing a great experience. Right now, I am feeling rather blessed that I found Crossroads Sorcery. 5 stars.
What do we got? We got magic on it? We got Harry Potter's on our hands?
You picked up on the interesting part. Crossroads Sorcery. The item which Miss Bird is reviewing today is the Fixed Gator Foot Good Luck Charm with Feeding Mixture.
What?
Etsy is a strange place.
A fixed gator foot charm?
It's like a rabbit's foot, but it's not.
I'm looking at it. Oh, no! Oh, no. Do not Google fixed gator foot charm necklace.
I don't know what you're expecting other than a tiny preserved gator foot on a charm.
It's like a baby gator foot.
Little claws snaggling out.
The little, yeah, and a little snaggle thumb poking out the side.
Yeah, but if you get it from Crossroads Sorcery, they've charmed this thing for you. And they include the feeding mixture, which means you can recharge the magic inside of it.
No, you got a stinky, oily... It looks like a pickled pig's feet, but made of alligator stuff. And you gotta oil that bad boy up to get the juju. It's $50!
Hey, if that's what you need to get through your life, to get your spiritual self in alignment, that's a gator step you take.
Yeah, I guess that's your business. They got a whole... I don't know if you saw. I'm falling down the rabbit hole. Please.
They have so many things.
Please join me, everybody.
Tell me what you're seeing.
Dressed chicken foot charms.
They have chicken feet that look like they're dipped in red and black.
They have little like hawk feathers hanging off of them. I'm going insane. These planetary oil blends look like pee-pee. Got a pee-pee and poo-poo situation going on. They have some soap. That has to be known. Money-drawing spiritual soap bath. I mean, if it's good soap, I love a good soap.
Yeah, handmade soap. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know.
If it turns me into a bat, then I'm not so much, but...
You know, I keep a little green Buddha charm in my room. I rub its belly sometimes. It's to bring luck with money. So, you know, I don't know about the sickly, grab my little arm, alligator foot charm hanging around your neck. But some soap that makes you get some money, you know, what a nice gift.
Yeah, it could be a nice gag gift, if nothing else.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Oh.
I'm sorry to bring our world crumbling down, but...
Uh-oh.
While the soap base is soft and luxurious, the botanicals can make it a little scratchy. However, this is a good thing when taking off spiritual, quote-unquote, dirt. When using spiritual baths, one should wash head to toe when removing energies. When drawing energies in, one should wash toe to head.
Okay.
But, you know, I can... I think there's a value in doing, you know, sort of rituals. Get your mind out, it clears your mind. It's like meditation, washing toad head. But what was really like, it's a little scratchy. This shit's full of dirt. I mean, I don't think they didn't say it exfoliates.
It exfoliates your spirit.
Yeah, it exfoliates. This is a spirit exfoliator. Get the... Let's keep the callbacks going. Get the give that that spirit dad
spirit truck.
Yeah, spirit truck, dude. Some of this he needs some get some spiritual dirt off.
Wash the truck with the soap and the spirit's gone. Little kid can ride in it again.
Yeah, someone tell him about Crossroads Sorcery. I think that's right up his alley.
Probably is.
Oh, there's a scrying mirror. That's just badass. $300. It's not that badass. Okay, I'm out of here. I'm getting the juju starting to mess with me.
Yeah, run away. Your spirits collecting dirt.
Right. I'm gonna bring us to another Amazon review.
Okay.
Is this an Amazon-y episode?
It seems like it is.
That's fine. I mean, there's some good stuff on there. This is from Tyler, and it is a review of Grandpa's Soap Pine Tar. 4.25 ounce Grandpa's soap. Or Grandpa's soap, pine tar. It's Grandpa's soap, pine tar flavor, excuse me.
Flavor?
Flavor. Scent. You know what I mean. Some people, you know, My Strange Addiction, chowing on some Grandpa's Pine Tar.
Clear out your spirit.
Clear out your spirit from the inside with Grandpa's spiritual witchcraft soap. That's all not true. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's get it back on track. Mm-hmm. Tyler says about this soap. He titled it Smells Horrible. He says, I like quote-unquote manly scents, probably more than your average guy. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So I was hoping this would smell like pine. Instead, I found it smells like an ashtray. Literally. Fortunately, it doesn't really leave your skin smelling like anything. Otherwise, my wife would have made me shower again. The only reason I gave it 2 stars is because it lathered up well and left me feeling clean. Clean as a washed ashtray can be. Don't buy this if you're looking for good smelling soap. 2 stars from Tyler.
I feel like there's a fundamental misunderstanding of what pine tar is for Tyler.
He thought he saw pine tar. He thought baseball. He thought manly. He saw grandpa. Who's manlier than grandpa?
No one's manlier than grandpa.
My grandpa ate liver and onions. That's manly.
He chops down trees with his teeth.
Your grandpa's a little more fictional than my grandpa, but
he is.
He's just as valid, I think. So yeah, he was thinking about liver and onions and chopping down trees, making beef jerky, riverboat gambling trips, all that super manly stuff.
The North Woods.
Yeah, where I'm from. I know manly folks. When people hear manly, they think Brent Nimitz. So, and that's why I wash myself with ash.
It does exfoliate nicely. But pine tar, it has tar in the name.
Right.
It's made from burning pine. It's a derivative.
I think the idea behind Grandpa's soap is you get that sort of manly, smoky musk without having it to be related to gross cigarettes or cigars or pipes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The good without the bad.
But, and... it's supposed to repel mosquitoes.
Oh, really?
Pretty well. Pine tar, cedar, all those botanically based soaps.
We gotta get Tyler on the horn. Tell him about the mosquito thing.
Yeah, he doesn't know what benefits he could be reaping from continuing this soap regimen.
Anything else to say about Tyler? What do you give his horrible review out of 10?
One bubble burst.
One bursted bubble for Tyler. You got any big Bonambo finale reviews for us?
Sure I do. Continuing on the theme of crossroads sorcery, I have an Amazon review for the True Mirror. Are you familiar with what the True Mirror is?
Oh, I am not.
True Mirror is an invention which allows you to see yourself as others see you.
Oh, so, okay.
When you look in a mirror, you're seeing the flipped version. Even if you are using your cell phone and you have it flipped, you're still seeing a flat version of yourself. Everyone else sees you in 3 dimensions, moving and all that.
Uh-huh.
So the True Mirror is an invention where 2 mirrors are put end to end at a 90-degree angle. They've been put together in such a way that you don't see the line between them. Okay. So you're sort of getting a reflection of a reflection, depending on your field of view as you move in closer to it.
Just the explanation is making me want to barf.
Right. The effect of this actually does kind of disorient some people because it's supposed to show you as you are. You see your reflection, but the way everyone else sees you.
Uh-huh.
So when you normally look in the mirror and you wink your right eye, you're going to see, it's so hard to explain, isn't it? You're going to see the eye on your right side blink.
Right.
But in this mirror, if you blink your right eye, you're going to see the eye on your left side blink.
And not only that, it gives sort of a 3D effect too, right?
Exactly. So you can see yourself move and talk in the way that everyone else actually sees you.
That's just an existential crisis.
Kind of is.
In an Amazon box.
It makes people notice, you know, oh, that eye's a little bit more squinty. My smile turns up on that side. My face is lopsided.
Yeah, things people never notice about you. And even if they do, they probably just think it's, you know, it gives your face character. Like,
exactly.
Forrest Whitaker and his whole situation.
Yeah,
he exactly. just looks cool. He just looks like a bad dude.
He's rough and tumble.
Right.
That's what it is. We're always so much more critical than of ourselves than anyone else really pays attention to. And the true mirror just accentuates that by 100 degrees.
Right.
So that's what the product is. Now, Ricky A. West writes, "Being a vampire sucks." "I have no idea why I thought this would work. As a vampire, I haven't seen my reflection in over 200 years. All I want to do is watch myself brush my teeth. I just wasted $200. One star."
jokester alert.
A bit of a jokester, but there is a comment on this review.
Oh, okay. There's more.
Robert P. Pruitt writes, "I can't believe how dumb vampires still are in the 21st century. Don't you know that as an undead, you need a black mirror to see your reflection?
Oh.
Go here and make one. Then you can see your pearly whites." And he lists an Instructables link.
Hugh, that idiot didn't know about the black mirror.
Obviously.
This guy doesn't even have Netflix.
People are just foolish.
See, every morning I get up and I look in my black mirror. Because if I'm a vampire, I don't want to know. That's not how I want to find out, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to look back on... You get the pictures from the party last night and suddenly you're not in them.
Yeah, everybody who knows me knows, you know, I'm a problem drinker. And, you know, every morning I wake up and the previous night's a little hazy.
Sometimes there are holes in your neck, sometimes there aren't.
Yeah, and I don't have time to worry about that kind of thing in my busy day-to-day life.
So you keep a black mirror right there by the bedside table.
Yeah, and then you get your men in black friends to flash you, make you forget that you bought the black mirror, so you just think it's a regular mirror. Voila, you basically cannot become a vampire. Way more foolproof than garlic, or vervain, or what else are vampires weak to?
Silver crosses. Silver
crosses. Yeah, none of that around my house. I don't want to be in pain, but, you know. And that's why I also microdose human blood. It's really for the youthful effects.
It's good to get in there. Cleans your spirit.
Cleans your spirit. Better than that dirty soap. Okay. I think we've had enough for today. Enough little jollies. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. That's reviewparty, DOTCOM@gmail.com. And include your name so we can give you credit.
Yeah.
Please follow us on whatever you're listening to. Subscribe, hit the bell, hit the snail, whatever kind of thing you got going on in your podcast listening situation, do it. We're coming out every week, baby, coming in hot and fresh.
And leave us a review. We're all about reviews, so yeah, give us one of us.
Leave us a crazy 5-star review on iTunes. If we have any really funny iTunes reviews, we will definitely feature it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of blood, I think you have somebody to thank.
That's right, I do. We would love to thank our brand new great friends, the Nosebleeds, for letting us use their song Bread for Breakfast, featured throughout this Dingle Dangin' episode. If you like the Nosebleeds, you can find them on Spotify. Nosebleeds is one word. You'll find them. If not, just Google Nosebleeds, Wisconsin, band, and you're set up.
Wow, you set everyone up for success, and I really appreciate that. And
I try.
Yeah, I'd like to set up the rest of everyone's day. Thanks for listening to our podcast. I'm gonna set up the rest of your day for success with this little review to send us out on. This is a review for 1001 Dumbest Things Ever Said by Stephen D. Price. It's on Amazon. It's a review by Colorado. I'm just going to say he gives it 3 stars and he titles it Son. He says, "My son found humor in this book. It is a good read for someone that really isn't a reader. Full stop. If I can get him off video game." Thank you so much for listening to ReviewParty.com. We will see you next week. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.